RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News, and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian government selling bonds for retail investors to plug budget deficit. US dollar stronger, rupiah weakens under 14,400 rupiah. Satellites monitor 284 hotspots in Sumatra. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government start selling bonds for retail investors on Monday as part of its effort to plug the deficit in this year's state budget. The Indonesian government has set the coupon on its next three-year bond at 9%, 125 basis points higher than the 7.75% four-time deficit interest guaranteed by the Deposit Insurance Agency, or LPS, the Finance Ministry of Indonesia said in a statement. Four securities firms and 17 banks will help the government sell the bonds dubbed as ORI 012 until October 15. They include Danareksa Sekuritas, Reliance Securities, Sukorinvest, Central Gani, and Trimega Securities. Among the banks are Bank ANZ Indonesia, Bank Bukopin, Bank Central Asia, Bank CIMB Niaga, Bank Mandiri, Bank Negara Indonesia, Bank OCBC, NISP, and Bank Tabungan Negara. Indonesia has been selling retail bonds since 2006, seeking to widen the local investor base and reduce dependency on foreign exchange inflows, as well as to deepen the domestic financial market. This is the government's 12th conventional bonds issuance for retail investors. The dollar rebounded after the Fed's decision and suppressed the rupiah back over the 14,400 rupiah level at the opening of this week's trading. The rupiah on Monday, September 21st, opened down 36 points or 0.25% to 14,410 per US dollar and kept slipping 0.5% or 72 points to 14,446 per US dollar at 8:06 a.m. The rupiah exchange rate weakening is in line with movements of the majority of Asia because of the strengthening dollar. The dollar index has rebounded more than 0.6% since its weakening of 0.91% on Thursday after the Fed decided to keep its benchmark interest rate at the 0% to 0.25% level. The Fed's decision brought back jitters to investors over the global economy outlook, especially when the Fed Governor Janet Yellen underlined performance of the global economy as a reason not to raise interest rates. Samuel Securities economist Rangga Cipta said not only the Fed funds rate increase delay that brought new concerns, but poor growth prospects continue to curb expectations. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG station, Pekanbaru, said Terra and Aqua satellites continuously monitor expansion of hotspots after down few days ago. Satellites monitored 284 in Sumatra, Riau having the most hotspots with 139 points. Hotspots observed at 7, said head of BMKG Pekanbaru Sugarin on Monday, September 21, 2015. According to Sugarin, hotspots are also detected in 6 other areas, namely South Sumatra, 92 points, Lampung, 18 points, Jambi, 19 points, Bangka Belitung, 11 points, North Sumatra, 3 points, and West Sumatra, 2 points. In Riau, hotspots spread across 7 regencies or cities, with confidence level at 70%, there are 88 points detected. Sugarin explained, in general, Riau is cloudy with haze. Chance of rain with light intensity by lightning will occur at night, while morning and dawn uneven rain in western, central, and north of Riau. Although new hotspots are found, air quality in Riau tends to improve from the previous day. Fires that have cloaked large swaths of Sumatra in a choking haze, spreading as far as Singapore, have destroyed at least 58,000 hectares of forest and the Indonesian island. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said on Sunday that the government was investigating nearly 300 companies for alleged slash-and-burn practices. In total, there are 276 private business entities with areas which have been on fire. Some have not been identified because they are cooperatives and bearers of land use permits, which are under the auspices of the National Land Agency. Siti Nurbaya said her office has deployed at least 200 officers to investigate firms with concessions on which fires had been detected, suspecting them of slash-and-burn practices. The government has launched a crackdown on companies found to be involved in slash-and-burn agriculture, promising to publish a list of violators before the end of the year. According to Siti Nurbaya, the companies will be categorized into 3 levels and punished accordingly. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Jakarta Composite Index JCI opened lower on Monday following the conditions of global stock markets, as there is still uncertainty about the U.S. Federal Reserve's Fed policy on its benchmark interest rate. PT Fulbury Asia Securities Vice President Nico Omer John Kerry said the U.S. Central Bank's decision to delay its fund rate hike had become one of the negative sentiments for the global stock markets, including the Indonesia Stock Exchange's IDX JCI. The delay of the U.S. benchmark interest rate hike has prolonged uncertainties in the stock markets. The analyst further said market players predicted that the Fed meeting in December would become a crucial period for business players and global financial markets. Domestically, Nico said the realization of the state expenditure up to August 31st had reached 1.05 quadrillion rupiah, or $72.7 billion, or 53.1% of the total expense ceiling at the 2015 revised state budget, or APBNP. Meanwhile, realized state revenue had reached 867.5 trillion rupiah, or 49.2% of the target on the APBNP 2015. North Luwu Resort Police of South Sulawesi have released Rizal Yusuf, a 37-year-old civil servant from North Luwu Public Works Department, the police said Monday, September 21st. North Luwu Resort Police Chief Adjunct Senior Commissioner Muhammad Andro said that although Rizal was released, he will continue to be monitored by the authorities. Andro said From the investigation result, there were no strong indications leading result to ISIS, although a Mujahideen logo and documents were discovered at his home. Military District Command 1403, Sawiri Gading Chief Lieutenant Colonel Cecep Sutandi said, the spreading of ISIS influence targets all society. The ISIS logo displayed on the terrace of Rizal's house was first discovered by Chief Sergeant Muhammad Abdi in Bintara village when passing by the house. It was then reported to the district command chief, then forwarded to North Luwu Resort Police to conduct a search. From the search, the police and armed forces unveiled a number of evidences in documents of ISIS leader al-Baghdadi, ISIS-related personal recordings, and a pair of camouflage pants. The last item, Indonesian women's doubles shuttlers Grisa Poli'i Nitya Krisinda Maheswari snatches Korean Open title after defeating host nation shuttlers Chang Yena Lee Sohee 21-15-21-18 at SK Handball Stadium, Seoul, on Sunday, September 20th. Gracia Nitya dominated the final game from the beginning, making it hard for Chang Lee to develop their game. In the second game, the South Korean tried to fight back, but the world's number 5 Indonesians were just too strong. Previously, at semi-final, Gracia Nitya had a tough encounter with China's Luo Ying Lu Yu. They won rubber game in 89 compared to the easier final match against Chang Li, which lasted only 47 minutes. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government selling bonds for retail investors to plug budget deficit. U.S. dollar stronger, rupiah weakens under 14,400 rupiah. Satellites monitor 284 hotspots in Sumatra. That was the news.
Listener, here is commentary entitled Promoting Indonesian Sea Potential Through Sail Indonesia. The highlight of Sail Tomini 2015 was held on Saturday, September 19th, 2015. President Joko Widodo was present in the event held at Kayu Bura Beach, Parigi Mautong, Central Sulawesi. In the previous years, Indonesia has been successful in organizing several Sail Indonesias, among others Sail Banda, Sail Wakatobi, Sail Bunaken, Sail Komodo, and last year, Sail Raja Ampat. Sail Indonesia is the only international sailboat rally held in Indonesia. Every year, the number of participants increases. Seeing the sailors' interest, especially from overseas, this will be a very good opportunity to promote the Indonesia's potential of sea and local wisdom. At the peak of the event, President Joko Widodo conveyed a special message that in the years ahead, Sail Indonesia should be prepared earlier. It needs intensive and effective marketing management so that the entire archipelago and the world know about it. The president also asked the organizers to involve professionals in presenting the local art and culture, such as reliable choreographers, designers, and stylists, who will make the attractions and art performances become more spectacular. Early preparations with better planning for the next Sail Indonesia are indeed necessary, because through this event, Indonesia could introduce its marine wealth and local culture. Moreover, with participants continue to increase every year, there will be more people to disseminate information regarding the potential of Indonesian sea. Sail Indonesia has become part of the World Sailboat Rally that counts. At least 20 countries took part in this activity. Sail Indonesia participants who sail across the Indonesian territory in a period of approximately 3 months are expected to be better informed on Indonesian maritime potentials through direct interaction. Sail Indonesia should also be able to motivate people in the area passed by participants to better utilize this activity by improving services and many more. There is still a year to prepare the Sail Indonesia 2016, which is the Sail Karimata 2016. Hopefully, President Joko Widodo's appeal could be materialized.
Sail Kalimata 2016 organizers could set up a series of events to attract the world's attention. Local government support through local community empowerment before and at the peak of the event needs to be improved. Local art and culture activities in the area passed by participants can be a part of the event. Large-scale promotion in the country and abroad also need to be implemented. After the peak of the event later, Sail Kalimata 2016 hopefully can draw the attention of the world. Because it is time for Indonesia to open the world's eyes on the potential of its vast sea. Well, listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. In today's edition, it's on the government and youth role in celebrating World Peace Day. Stay tuned.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, every September 21st, the whole world commemorates the World Peace Day. General Assembly of the United Nations declared this commemoration is intended to strengthen the ideals of peace both among citizens within a country and countries around the world. The commemoration of the World Peace Day this year takes the theme Partnerships for Peace, Dignity for All. The theme aims to highlight the importance of all segments of society in order to be able to cooperate the fight to fight for peace. This mission will not likely be successfully implemented by the United Nations alone without active partnership, continued by various other partnerships around the world for peace. Spokesman for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, to RRI World Service recently said Indonesia would continue to be at the forefront in calling for an effort to create and maintain peace worldwide. He was speaking ahead of World Peace Day, which falls on September 21st. According to Nasir, Indonesia sees that there are still a lot of tensions sparkling in the world, which is not necessary. He added that Indonesia views that all problems can be solved through diplomacy and sitting together.
Indonesia akan bekerja di depan untuk menjaga stabilitas dan keamanan.
Indonesia will work in the future to maintain stability and security and peace not only in the region, but will also contribute to maintaining peace and security and stability in the world. We will continue our steps, like at the moment we have sent peacekeeping forces, numbering as many as 2,700 to various places in the world that still need encouragement to achieve peace. And also, we will continue to be a counselor in the region to ensure the tension, so that no tension develop into open warfare in the region.
Ketegangan yang sangat ada saat ini menjadi perang terbuka di kawasan.
To achieve world peace and security, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir said that peace and stability must be created at home and in the region. It is expected that the achievement can be transmitted and spread to other regions around the world so that the stability of world peace and security can be achieved. Meanwhile, in a different occasion, public information assistance of the United Nations Information Center, Cornelia Petrabella, to RRI World Service on Saturday in Jakarta said that in addition to inviting all levels of society to participate in creating peace, one of the important elements to be invited to cooperate in creating peace are the youth. Another message we wanted to convey in addition to inviting all walks of life to cooperate in the fight for peace, we also want to stress the importance of involving youth in the process of making peace. Why? Because today's youth is the biggest part of a generation in history. Young people make 25% of the working age worldwide, but nearly 44% of them do not have a job. Because they do not work eventually, they become less participative in development in making peace. Furthermore, Cornelia Petrabella explained, the international community must do more to support the youth because they have more access to knowledge and information, and they are more interconnected with each other in the world. In addition, Cornelia Petrabella also called for the entire national and international agencies, like the 28 UN representative offices in Indonesia, to be more open to youth, in particular those who want an internship or find sponsors, because it will give them a lesson in dealing with organization to be a provision for the youth in leading the world in the future. Listener, that was Focus from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here's the headlines of several national newspapers published today, September 21st, 2015. We begin with Kompas, which in its headline says normalization becomes the flood solution. Flood disturbs Jakarta annually through many, such as economical loss that reached 5 trillion rupiahs and impacting other regions in Indonesia. After delayed for more than 40 years, Ciliwung River normalization became a momentum for Jakarta to be in the same level with other cities in the world. The normalization includes river widening, river wall strengthening with concrete, and inspection road making. The Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama said the demolition of illegal houses in the riverbank was inevitable for Ciliwung normalization. However, the more important thing is that the people who live on the riverbank will not suffer from the flood anymore. The governor admitted that he only wanted to bring the river back to its normal condition. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia newspaper wrote, "Focus accelerating real sector." In the middle of global uncertainty after the Central Bank of United States, the Fed, preserved its interest rate, the government of Indonesia was demanded to focus on accelerating the real sector through short-term economic policy. The head economist of Mandiri Bank, Dastri Damayanti, she said that the fastest and the most effective effort of moving the real sectors, among others, are cutting the tax and accelerating the village fund liquidation. Regarding to the village fund, Destry added, the government must oversee the absorption to fund infrastructure projects to improve the village economy. Meanwhile, Chief of Indonesian Employers Association, or APINDO, Haryadi Sukamdhani, asked the government to consider the institutional and individual income tax decrease as economic stimulus. Also, to compensate with the United States currency that is leaving Indonesian monetary market, according to the Finance Minister, Bambang Brojonegoro, the government and the Financial Supervisory Authority, or OJK, will soon to arrange new investment instrument to attract United States dollar back to... Listener, we continue with Tempo, which wrote, allowance increase rejected, houses change its attitude. The government, through the Finance Ministry's Bambang Brojonegoro, denied agreeing the House of Representatives' allowance increase. According to Bambang, the letter number S520/MK.02/2015 sent to the House several times ago was not an agreement but study result on the safe standard allowance amount for budget during the increase. Bambang said, the study was conducted after the House suggested the increase. Because of the impossible budget, the ministry determined the proper increase number. Majority of the faction in the House changed their attitude. Previously, they refused the increase, but right now, PDI Perjuangan, National Democrat, PKS, and Demokrat were united to make their members return the additional allowance. We end today's headline with Business Indonesia, with mining contract renegotiation threatened to be delayed again. Of 34 mining companies with work contract, less than 10 have agreed to contract amendment draft. If the amendment process kept on being delayed, the country potentially will lose annual income potential. Until now, the working contract holders that are yet to sign the contract amendment are 33 companies. From the 33
companies, only 23 had agreed to discussions. The government is trying to amend the whole coal mining working contract and agreement targeted to finish next month. Well, listener, that was headline from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The government starts selling bonds for retail investors on Monday as part of its effort to plug the deficit in this year's state budget. The dollar rebounded after the Fed's decision and suppressed the rupiah back over 14,400 rupiah level at the opening of this week's trading. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG Station Pekanbaru, said Terra and Aqua satellites continuously monitor expansion of hotspots after down few days ago. Satellites monitor 284 in Sumatra, Riau, having the most hotspots with 139 points. Fires that have cloaked large swaths of Sumatra in a choking haze, spreading as far as Singapore, have destroyed at least 58,000 hectares of forest on the Indonesian island. The Jakarta Composite Index JCI opened lower on Monday following the conditions of global stock markets, as there is still uncertainty about the U.S. Federal Reserve's Fed policy on its benchmark interest rate. North Luwu Resort Police of South Sulawesi have released Rizal Yusuf, a 37-year-old civil servant from North Luwu Public Works Department, the police said Monday, September 21st. North Luwu Resort Police Chief Agent Senior Commissioner Muhammad Endro said that although Rizal was released, he will continue to be monitored by the authorities. Indonesian women's double shuttlers Gracia Poli'i, Nitya Krisinda Maheswari snatches Korean Open title after defeating host nation shuttlers Chang Yuna, Lee So-hee 21-15-21-18 at SK Handball Stadium Seoul on Sunday, September 20th. That was News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesia Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Jeglong Waterfall in Kendal Regency in Central Java. So, stay tuned. Listener, Kendal is one of regencies in Central Java. This regency is known as a student city because there are thousands of Islamic boarding schools in there. Kendal is also popular as an art and cultural city because this regency is rich with traditional and religious cultural activities. Kendal also has many amazing tourism objects. The most popular and the most visited by the tourist is Sewu Waterfall. This 80-meter-tall waterfall has 3 levels. But if you want to enjoy the beauty of the natural waterfall, which is less visited by the tourist, you should come to Jeglong Waterfall. Jeglong Waterfall is located at the border between Kendal and Batang Regency, both of them precisely at the east of Lampe River. Administratively, the top of the waterfall belongs to territory of Kandal Regency, but the nearest distance which can be reached on foot is through footpath at Margosono village, Tersono sub-district, which is in Batang Regency. It is located around 3 kilometers and can be taken around 15 minutes by walking. The natural panorama surrounding Jeglong Waterfall is beautiful so that you will not feel tired. Jeglong Waterfall has 4 levels. At each level, there is a big pool. Local people usually call this pool with Jeglong. In Javanese language, Jeglong means water basin. That's why this waterfall is called Jeglong. These pools can be used for swimming or taking a bath to release worry. The important thing is you still have to be very careful because these pools are quite deep, around 4 until 5 meter deeps. If you cannot swim, there is buoy rental. Also, because there is no lodging or any restaurant, you have to bring your own food if you want to go to Jeglong Waterfall. Listener, after enjoying the fresh water of Jeglong Waterfall, you can continue to see the beautiful panorama surrounding the waterfall with a river tubing at Lampi River. You will be charged to enjoy the river tubing. This charge includes insurance, the buoy, and the guide. While enjoying the river tubing, you will see beautiful scenery. You can see the shady trees and old big stones which have beautiful shapes. This river tubing will end at Pujut village and takes for around 2 hours from Jeglong Waterfall. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today about Jeglong Waterfall. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Ke Toko Buku, which in English means to a bookstore. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me.
Toko buku. Toko buku, which means bookstore. Kado atau hadiah. Kado atau hadiah, which means gift. Keponakan perempuan, which means niece. Kamus Bahasa Inggris. Kamus Bahasa Inggris, which means English Dictionary. Tas sekolah. Tas sekolah, which means school bag. Tempat pensil. Tempat pensil, which means pencil case. Pensil. Pensil, which means pencil. Pulpen. Pulpen, which means pen. Karet penghapus. Karet penghapus, which means eraser. Penggaris. Penggaris, which means ruler. Buku gambar. Buku gambar, which means drawing book. Suka. Suka, which means like or enjoy. Menggambar. Menggambar, which means to draw. Tunggu. Tunggu, which means wait. Bersama-sama. Bersama-sama, which means together. Pergi. Pergi, which means go.
Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Toko Buku, or in English means to a bookstore. The conversation is between Nita and Fikran at the office. Hari Minggu, saya mau ke toko buku. Hari Minggu, saya mau ke toko buku, which means on Sunday, I want to go to a bookstore. Saya mau membeli kado untuk keponakan perempuan saya. Saya mau membeli kado untuk keponakan perempuan saya, which means I want to buy a gift for my niece.
Oh ya, saya juga mau ke toko buku. Oh ya, saya juga mau ke toko buku, which means oh, I also want to go to a bookstore. Saya mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris. Saya mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris, which means I want to buy an English dictionary. Kamu mau membeli apa? Kamu mau membeli apa? Which means what do you want to buy?
Saya mau membeli tas sekolah. Saya mau membeli tas sekolah, which means I want to buy a school bag. Tempat pensil, pensil, pulpen, penghapus, dan penggaris. Tempat pensil, pensil, pulpen, penghapus, dan penggaris, which means pencil case, pencil, pen, eraser, and ruler. Selain itu, saya mau membeli buku gambar. Selain itu, saya mau membeli buku gambar, which means I also want to buy a drawing book. Karena keponakan saya suka menggambar. Karena keponakan saya suka menggambar, which means because my niece like drawing.
Baiklah, besok tunggu saya ya. Baiklah, besok tunggu saya ya. Which means, alright, wait for me tomorrow. Kita pergi bersama-sama. Kita pergi bersama-sama. Which means, we go together.
That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and
sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we present to you a female singer, Hetikus Endang. The singer of combining Minang and Sundanese blood is able to dedicate various genres of music well. To initiate the segment of Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Seuntai Bunga Tanda Cinta by Hetikus Endang.
Love.
Listener, the song Seuntai Bunga, Tanda Cinta by Hetikus Endang tells about someone who is loved by a special one and choose to marry to another. Seuntai Bunga, Tanda Cinta, or the flower of love, is given as a farewell expression cause of broken heart. Hetikus Endang Wu Mahadevi, or better known as Hetikus Endang Wu, who was born in Jakarta, August 6, 1957, began her career in the musical industry since she was 10 years old. Her talent came from her father, who was a kroncong singer. Hetty learned her vocal talent from musician Ann Simanung Khalid and Yasir Syam. As long her career in music, Hetty has received 38 cups and 12 golden records from various festivals at national or international levels. Yeyet, her nickname, began to come in recording in 1973 through Nada Sound in a song Musim Semi. Her name became famously known in the Indonesian musical industry after she dedicated a song Dingin, composed by the late Rinto Harahap. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song, Dingin, by Hetikus Endang.
Thank you.
Listener, the song Dingin was previously sung by Hetikus Endang in a pop genre, then in Kroncong genre. The album was sold out for 1 million copy. The song tells about someone broke promise to another. Hetty got her popularity in 1980s. Along her career in the Indonesian music industry, at least 23 albums she has been made from pop music, Kroncong and Dangdut. She also played in some national movies such as Impian Perawan, Raja Dangdut, Remaja Pulang Pagi and Semalam Dua Cinta, but she prefers to choose singing. Well, listener, before we conclude the segment of Music Corner, let's enjoy the last two songs entitled Hanya Semalam and Usah Kau Harap by Hetikus Endang. Happy listening, enjoy the songs, and sampai jumpa.
Hanya semalam.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.